As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, September the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions from time to time, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And boy, a bunch of email I got yesterday. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. BVLhost@CenturyTel.net. Always look forward to hearing from you. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning once again to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, as they raise a new antenna on their system. Looking forward to that project being completed. But thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Let's get it out all across America. See a few more of these micros and AMs and FMs ticking up this broadcast. Get it out there. Let the people hear what they really need to hear in the morning. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065 each and every day, and your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals build strength below yesterday's record gain. We'll talk about that. News wires remain limp with make-work articles and make-work jobs. Well, we'll talk about that as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's get into that market report for Wednesday, September the 15th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, we find gold pulling back $1.60, trading at $1,267.10. You got to like it. It was up there in a very high position yesterday. We'll talk about that in a moment. Silver off 9 cents in early trading at $20.39, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that either. Platinum off 4 bucks, trading at $1,585 a troy ounce, and palladium off 9 at $542. They're stomping on the metals, folks, but they're not going to win. We're winning this battle. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. This morning, $1,265 for a low, $1,273 for a high. But at $1,267.10, your gold is up year to year, $259.90 for a 25.80% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers that they are, set the price at $1,270.40, and it started to trade lower than that. But we're packing it back in there, consolidating, finding a real good platform going above probably 1300 in not the all-too-distant future. This morning, the SPDR Gold Share shows on their website that overnight they picked up 6.08 metric tons. They like gold, do you? We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Wednesday, September the 15th, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can log on and bookmark our chat room, becomevocallocal.com. Jump into that chat room discussion today if you'd like to. I'll be popping in and out through the breaks during the broadcast. Back into our market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading off $1.60 at $1,267.10 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago in New York. Silver off 9 cents at $20.39 an ounce. Platinum off $4 at $1,585. And palladium running off $9 at $542 an ounce. Of course, these are off all of the very high closings yesterday. An excellent market day yesterday for the metals. Drop down a little bit lower here. Again, the SPDR gold shares, they claim to be holding 1,298.70 metric tons in their treasure chest, up 6.08 metric tons from yesterday, valued at these spot prices at $52.83 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday didn't fare as well as gold. It closed down 18 at 10,526. The NASDAQ bumped up a fuzzy bit, closing it up 4 at 2290. But the S&P Standard & Poor's, Standard & Oh-So-Very-Poor 500 Companies Index off and closed off 1 at 1,121. Not looking too good for the equity market. Crude oil this morning pairs off $1.44 a barrel. Exchanges or trades at $75.36 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trade-weighted basket of currencies, bumps up 42 basis points at 81.64. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange market, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie down 35 basis points yet, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents as it creeps back again towards parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso down 10 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S. The multiplier for all of those that are going across the border this morning is 12.8452 pesos per dollar, 8 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets. Euros this morning off 12 basis points and yet continues its upward trend, now at $1.30, trading against the U.S. dollar at $1.30. The British pound strong this morning, up 14 basis points. Exchanges with the U.S. dollar at $1.56, and that Swiss franc loses 77 basis points, but that doesn't hurt it. It's still right at parity with the U.S. dollar. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonds is at 0.50%, moving back down just a fuzzy bit, but it's doing better than it has been in a while. The 10-year, the yield on the 10-year is at 2.71%, and the 30-year yield is at 3.86%. And so if you want to buy treasuries, there you go. The mortgage market this morning, not a lot of action happening here. Very tight, very settled mortgages. At the 15-year moves down from 3.95 to 3.88, and the 30-year moves down from 4.52 to 4.50 this morning. Prime rate stands at 3.25%. This after yesterday afternoon's Kitco website, Mark Nuggets, the MKS, says gold reaching for the stars after record highs. I got to give you this one here. That's a problem with doing a morning show. You always miss the really good news that happens later in the day. But anyway, I'm going to share this one with you because it just makes me feel so good to say it. Gold posted its largest one-day rally in 4 months, boosted by a weak U.S. dollar and worries about European sovereign debt, says MKS Finance. Also, stop-loss orders were triggered, and options-related buying helped the metal in heavy volume. Gotta like that, heavy volume. Like it when a lot of people are in the market. That tells me that we can have some confidence in this spike. Spot gold hit a record high of $1,275.70. So just write that on your notepad. Stick it up on your computer there. $1,275.70 an ounce before profit taking trimmed the gain slightly. Quote, after having reached a new record high price, gold seems to be reaching for the stars now, MKS says. Our eyes are on the $1,300 level, which we expect to see some sooner than expected. Silver, which has a role as both a monetary and industrial metal, also was supported by a favorable economic news in China. Comments from famed investor Warren Buffett that he does not see a double-dip recession plus stronger than forecast U.S. retail sales, so on and so forth. Being in the precious metals group, it, silver, is used like gold as a safe haven asset, MKS said, and, quote, being part of the industrial metals group, silver attracts investors when risk appetite increases. And there's a lot of difference, you know, between gold and silver. Silver is consumed in the industrial process. You make things out of silver, and silver just goes bye-bye. You can't. Gold is indestructible. But a lot of silver is used in the industry, more so than gold even. And some say that there's, you know, we have greater scarcity of silver than we do of gold. Will silver just take off and start running for the stars? If it does, of course, some of your cheap Chinese plastic crap is going to be more expensive. But silver investors and silver holders, the people that look at gold and silver as actual money, they might benefit from that kind of a move. So we'll just have to see. Here's another one. Rather an interesting article, just a lot of articles being thrown my way these days. Schwarzenegger, keen on China high-speed rail. And we talk about all this, you know, green building and stuff like that. Well, here's Arnie. He's out there, you know, pumping it up. You know, it's all you, Arnold, for the light rail, high-speed light rail. He said Monday he hoped China would invest in his state's future high-speed rail network as he wrapped up a trade mission to the world's second-largest economy. So he's over there doing push-ups with the Chinese, I guess. Gosh, Arnie, put some clothes on. The Western U.S. state, which is China's fourth largest trading partner, is looking to build a system by 2030 that will carry 90 million passengers a year with Los Angeles-San Francisco a line at the heart of the network. So they've already got the Bay Area Rapid Transit system that they've had since the 70s, and now they're looking at expanding and creating a network that'll run and connect Los Angeles and San Francisco with a high-speed system. Of course, how long it'll take to pay that off is anybody's guess. We want China, for instance, to invest in our high-speed rail. Why are we looking for China to invest in our high-speed rail? To build high-speed rail to be part of the business bidding process we're going to go through, he says, Schwarzenegger, in a speech in Shanghai. He wants China to invest in that. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Many countries will be bidding to build high-speed rail. And we're also looking for financing from China. So how's this going to help out the United States? And we wind up with the railroad built, but somebody else builds all the trains, somebody else builds all the cars, somebody else builds all the tracks, some other foreign contractor comes in and builds the system, China underwrites the whole thing, and what do we get? We get the bill. We get to get on board and pay our money, buy the ticket. Schwarzenegger arrived in China last week at the start of a six-day trade mission to Asia that will also take him to, oh, come on, stop with all these pop-ups, also take him to Japan and South Korea. He was due to see Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan upon arrival in Tokyo later Monday. That's a lengthy article. I'm not going to go any further with it, but you get the idea. Schwarzenegger over there looking to do business with the Chinese about building high-speed trains in America, especially California.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to the Kitco website for a little bit more of a more modern or recent update on this new change in the gold pricing. This by Jim Wyckoff. This is early morning material here. Gold futures prices are trading steady to slightly higher, lower on Wednesday, on Monday. I don't know what he's saying here. Let's try that again. Gold futures prices are trading steady to slightly lower Wednesday morning on a mild corrective, consolidative, and profit-taking pullback after a record-setting day on Tuesday. What's he saying? Well, the price came down this morning, as we can see, from 1270s back into the 1267 range, which is not bad at all. But what we're seeing in here, and I've gone and listened to a whole bunch of clips and whatnot this morning early, and what we're seeing basically in here in this is a very minor retraction, if you will, and infilling, people coming in to this position, getting used to the idea that gold is ready to bounce again, and we are, after all, in the post-Rosh Hashanah time period where a lot of traders are now back on the floors, so we might be able to see some kind of a major move in the near future. And, of course, a $30 move in gold at these prices is not a big move at all. We could be in the 1300 range very soon. But the article continues, and it says the U.S. dollar index has rebounded from a solid down on Tuesday. So yesterday it closed out down, but it's as we can see here, it's up 42 basis points this morning. So this dollar index, you know, no one really knows what the dollar index is. I certainly don't know what it is. It's just a number. You know, all these things are digits anyway. I have no value, you know, at the end of the day. You couldn't take them with you fishing and enjoy them at all. But anyway, the dollar, U.S. dollar index rebounded, came up 42 basis points, and everybody's excited about that. They say here, which is also somewhat limiting buying interest in gold. Well, I don't think so. U.S. stock indexes are weaker early Wednesday. Of course, they weren't very good yesterday. Closed down 18, the Dow Jones, yesterday. It's taken everything that they can throw at it just to keep their specious equities market alive. Business news wires Wednesday morning are highlighting gold's record highs on Tuesdays. We're going to go through a little bit more of that this morning, with prognosticators now predicting the next upside targets before year's end. Most thought $13 an ounce would be achievable soon, with $13.50 also very possible by year end. One thing is likely to occur in the near time: bigger daily price moves now that gold prices are in uncharted territory. In other words, just very, very much the same as we've seen over the course of this year. Who knows where it could all of a sudden blitz and run to? You know, it could you wake up one morning and hear $1,400 gold. You know, maybe $15. We'll see where it goes. U.S. economic reports due out Wednesday. That's today, including the MBA Weekly Mortgage Application Survey, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey, and Import and Export Price Indexes. We're going to go there as well. London AM Gold Fixing, and then it just continues. From an important technical perspective, December's COMEX Gold Futures bulls still have the strong overall near-term and longer-term technical advantage. Prices are in 7-week-old uptrend on the daily bar chart. So there's more to that article. You can find it up on the up on the Kitco website. Let's jump over here and see what we can pick up on this one. Jump into the calendar. For today, the economic calendar off the Econo Day, the MBA purchase applications, we'll talk about that, Empire State Manufacturing Survey, import and export prices, industrial prices, all these early on. These are all out now as reports. Tomorrow, the producer price index, the PPI, will be out. Jobless claims, again, will be out tomorrow morning. We'll be able to report on that. And there's a very, very long list of other things that are happening in the market yesterday, tomorrow, all manner of reports and discussions coming out. So tomorrow could be a real fundamental day. And then, of course, on Friday, we have quadruple witching. We talk about that on Friday. Consumer price index will be out and consumer sentiment will be out. So this week could be a very interesting week before it wraps up. We'll see where it goes. Here's the MBA purchase applications. Again, the Mortgage Bankers Association. That's what MBA is, not a master's in business administration. The MBA purchase applications, they were looking at having what we see here is that they're down or off 0.4%. The refinance index is off 10.8%, and the composite is off 8.9%, which tells you that people aren't flooding into the banks to borrow money. All right, mortgage applications, here's the report. Mortgage applications to purchase homes edged 0.4% lower in September 10 week. All right, mortgage applications, people going into the bank, edged lower. Fewer people came in, fewer people taking out loans. Week, while applications to refinance existing mortgages fell 10.8%. So the refi mortgage market is way down as well. All right? So those people that might have found themselves in foreclosure or whatever, a lot of them are just sitting on the sidelines going, come and try and get me out of my home. Show me the paper. Show me the note. Show me my wedding signature. All right? And it's spreading across the country. People are looking at the banks and just thumbing their noses at them. But we can see here with the 10.8% decline in refis that this real estate market is definitely in trouble. Results are adjusted for the late Labor Day shortened week. All right. So, again, it's always something. If it isn't the snow, it's a hurricane. If it isn't a hurricane, it's a flood. And if it isn't that, it's a holiday. So, anyway, let's jump over to the next one. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey. Now, of course, this only applies kind of tangentially because this is not across the board. This is not all of the United States. But going into looking at the general business condition index, they had a consensus here. These are just numbers, but a consensus, they were looking for 5.0. The range that they gave was from 2.0 to 9.0. That's a 5-point spread, or no, 7-point spread, excuse me. And it came in actual at 4.14, so it came in below what they thought it would. And as far as the range is concerned, it's very close to the bottom of this 7-point spread. The highlights, business activity in the New York manufacturing region has firmed slightly. So they take this whole, the New York area, this whole manufacturing center, the industrial north. This is the war of northern aggression. We look at this whole area out here, and they say that that region has firmed slightly so far in September. Not a good report. The latest report to point away from a double dip. The Empire State Index came in at 4.14, a reading over zero to indicate month-to-month growth, but at a slightly slower pace of growth than August. A rise in new orders is clearly good news at 4.33 versus the minus 2.77 that indicated a month-to-month contraction in August. Employment is also positive at 14.93 to indicate strong month-to-month labor growth and at a slightly higher rate than August. So what we're seeing out there is that there are orders coming in and there are people employed in the in that manufacturing sector. We'll have to see what more develops on that. But here's a little bit more, the industrial production again. All right, so the production, they were looking at a consensus of a 0.2%, and they got it. The range was from 0.0 to 0.5. Capacity utilization, they were looking at 74.9. They got it. So let's talk about it. Market consensus before the announcement, industrial production in July jumped 1%. That's not bad. Following a revised 0.1% downtick in June. By components, manufacturing posted a 1.1% comeback. Here's the comeback kid, following a 0.5% decline in June. Rounding out industry groups components for July's, utilities output was up 0.1%, while mining advanced 0.9%. So mining remains strong in this sector. One sector that clearly is holding its own and even strengthening is the auto sector, and we would certainly hope that all the billions of dollars thrown at government motors would, pay off. Assemblies of autos and light trucks jumped to 8.4 million unit pace in July from a 7.4 million the month before. The big question is, who's going to buy these? Are these going to be purchased again for fleet vehicles by, budget rent-a-car and Hertz and all that? Is this manufacturing going to be absorbed in white trucks going out for your local city to buy a new pickup truck or a couple of trucks here and a couple of trucks there? Is this going to be for the federal government? Is this going to be part of the $400 million that's going to be picked up for the financial regulators? Well, we'll have to see. Maybe they're going to put some white Cadillacs on the streets of America.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Nice thing about gold is it's highly malleable, so let's beat this article to death a little bit further. Gold fluctuates near record on a demand for wealth protection. All right? I know a lot of people are not involved in gold and silver. They haven't invested in it. Don't worry about that. Just keep your eyes peeled. See what's happening. You know, the more gold and silver that's taken out of the hands of the global east and put into the pauper's hands out here in the hinterlands, the more difficult it's going to be for them to cover all their shorts over there at the London Bullion Market Association and on COMEX. As we continue to take the physical metal out of circulation and put it in our little treasure chests, they have less and less gold to play with. They're sitting there, you know, as they say, handing it out at 100 to 1, 100 paper contracts for every 1 ounce of gold they've got. So it just hurts them when there's less and less gold in circulation. We want to make sure that we get it out here. Get it in your hand. Gold fluctuated in London near yesterday's record as investors sought protection from turmoil in the global economy and financial markets. Silver was little changed after climbing to the highest price since March of 2008. That happened yesterday, folks. Yesterday. Big day yesterday. Gold reached a record of $1,274.95 as holdings in the world's biggest gold-backed exchange-traded fund gained the most in almost a month. We report on that. We report on it every day. All right. The SPDR gold shares yesterday bought 6.08 metric tons, the biggest move in a month. All right. Ostensibly, they're at 1,298.70 metric tons, valued on State Street at $52.83 billion. That's a lot. The yen tumbled from a 15-year high versus the dollar if Japan's government intervened for the first time since 2004 to curb gains that threaten an export-led recovery. The dollar was little changed against the euro. The volatility in currencies has led to consolidation in gold. In other words, just a little packing it in here. We're pounding on gold a little bit this morning, packing down, making it tighter, building a real strong foundation. You know, if you're going to do a high jump, you've got to crouch down, get your muscles ready, take a few deep breaths, fill your legs up with oxygen, you know, get ready to spring. And that's what's happening right now. The volatility, again, in currencies has led to a consolidation in gold, said James Moore, an analyst at thebullionDesk.com in London. Quote, while a brief pause is expected as traders and investors lock in profits, we expect further gains with diversification and technical buying to drive gold towards 1300. Immediate delivery bullion added to $1.10 or 0.1% to 1269.25 an ounce at 11:27 a.m. in London. It continues. The metal rose to the highest ever price of 1270.40 in the morning fixing in London. So it's a new record set this morning, 1270.40, the highest ever price fixing in London. Go on and further. The fixings are used by some mining companies to sell output. It's also used as an indicator of the confidence that the LBMA has in the gold market, and they also use it to regulate investor confidence. If the gold is going up and they come in with a low number, it has a tendency to dampen enthusiasm. Currency depreciation. Most governments in the world want to depreciate their currency in order to stimulate growth and exports and create jobs, said Marco Byrne, executive director of Brokerage Gold Corp. Limited in Dublin. Quote, you can't depreciate gold or print more gold, close quote, and concerns that a recovery will boost inflation in the future are positive for prices, he said. He's absolutely right. You can't print more of this stuff, folks. There's only so much gold above ground, and some people even say that they know how much is. You can't say that for silver, however, because, like I said, it does get used up in the process. Well, lengthy article. Here's a little bit more. I better get this one before I lose it. Let's pick it right here. BHP Billiton says it will work with Australia on climate change policy. So we've been talking about these carbon exchange coming up. One of these days soon we'll have the carbon market in there, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and cow farts or something. Anyway, one of these days we'll have carbon markets being reported each day. And these guys, BHP Billiton Limited, the world's largest mining company, is working with Australia's government on climate change policies as Prime Minister Julia Gillard pushes to impose a price on carbon emissions. All right? We've reported on this before. This is going to happen. It's going down that way. It doesn't seem that there's any intelligent life left on the planet Earth. But BHP Billiton is committed to working with governments on the design of effective policies to help reduce greenhouse gas concentrations in the upper atmosphere. You would think that a large mining company, the world's largest mining company, would be, you know, on our side on this, you know, becoming vocal local and speaking out against this specious greenhouse gas stuff, but they're not. They're right in there. Marius Kloppers, chief executive officer of the Melbourne-based company, said today in an industry briefing in Sydney, quote, our preferred solution is the introduction of an international climate framework which includes building commitments by all developed and major developing economies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. This is the position that this company has taken as they're coming into the dialogue. Our preferred solution is the introduction of an international climate framework. That's not good news. That's not good news. Australia is seeking to curb greenhouse gas emissions, appointed Greg Combat, a former union leader and coal mining engineer, as a climate change minister this week. A former union leader, coal mining engineer, as a climate change minister appointed. Gillard has agreed to establish a climate change committee to move toward introducing a penalty for carbon emissions. All right? Not a good story here. We believe local actions, there you go, becoming vocal local. We believe local actions that are eventually harmonized into unified global action is more likely outcome than an immediate broadly supported global initiative, Kloppers said. We also believe that such a global initiative will eventually come, and when it does, Australia will need to have acted ahead of it to maintain its competitiveness, all right? So again, this is APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, which Australia is part of. Not good. Not good. Would have hoped that BHP would have stood firm on the other side of the story. But as we say about sustainable development, if you want to have sustainable development, what are you doing? You're sustaining demand. You're sustaining the development. It has nothing, little or nothing to do at all with environmental issues. It has everything to do with developmental issues, economic and development. This is the environmental and developmental concerns. These are corporations. Solar panel prices may drop less than expected in 2011 on European demand. There's that word demand again. Always reduce sustainable development in your mind whenever you hear it down to demand. Building the demand for those funny little light bulbs that have mercury in them. Building demand. Prices, this article by Christopher Martin, September 15th, New News. Prices for photovoltaic panels. Okay, did everybody raise your hand? Know what a photovoltaic panel is? It's a solar panel, all right? Solar panel. Prices for photovoltaic panels that convert sunlight into electricity may fall about 10% next year. Right? Now, that would be a good thing if the solar panel prices fell 10% next year. In other words, they got ahead of their technology. They figured out how to build them cheaper, and maybe you could have one on top of your, you know, recreational vehicle so that you could keep your laptop running affordably. But unfortunately, I think what we're going to see here is that there's more to the story than that. Less than the analysts had previously forecasted, so the price is not going down anywhere near fast enough to compensate or keep up with European demand. All right, it's important. First quarter prices will drop to an average of $1.65 a watt compared to $1.50 a watt in the previous median estimates of five analysts surveyed by Bloomberg News. Remember the article I shared right out of the encyclopedia? It's kind of a chopped up way of delivering it, but it was a complex thought. And that is, how much electricity is produced by a hydroelectric dam? How much does it cost to build the dam? How much does it then deliver virtually without expense, other than just general maintenance of the dam? How much other things, you know, you've got recreation, you've got water for irrigation, you've got temperature regulation in the desert areas and things like that. Let's compare apples to apples here on the cost of a watt of electricity produced. The first quarter prices will drop to an average of $1.65 a watt compared with $1.50 in the previous median estimate. So they estimated that it would go to $1.50. They're thinking it's going to go to $1.65. So you have a 100-watt panel. It's going to cost you $165 if you happen to be in the production business, and God only knows what they'll sell it to you for in the catalog. That's pretty expensive for a very tiny output. Prices have declined for years as Chinese manufacturers, including Trina Solar Limited, undercut European producers such as Germany's Solar World AG. The new forecast means $2.55 billion more in global revenue for manufacturers. You see what sustainable development is? We're sustaining development. We're sustaining the environmental and developmental concerns to the tune of $2.55 billion for Trina Solar. Well, we'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And as we blow into the last segment of the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, I remind you the telephone number is 866-841-1065. I'd like to call in and get your thoughts out to a greater audience. Please feel free to do so. And let's go to our caller now, calling on Skype.
Hi. How you going there, Will?
Doing very well, Sean. Yourself?
Doing well, thank you. I heard you talking earlier about the carbon tax here in Australia and how Julia Gillard is pushing for, we must get this carbon tax through and so on and so forth. Well, this year we've already had Peter Spencer literally had part of his land taken away from him without compensation. And he was a farmer running a farm and he wanted to clear some land. He wanted to clear some trees off his land, but he wasn't allowed to because the trees, of course, are needed to fight the carbon emissions. So without compensation, he had part of that land taken away from him because he wasn't allowed to clear the land. He protested in a way that most people wouldn't, in a very unorthodox way. According to the Greenie Weenies, and he was basically lambasted and told that he's not getting compensated. Then all of a sudden we get a hung parliament, Will, where either party, whether it be the Liberal or Labor, Labor being Julia Gillard, whether it be Liberal or Labor, would have to rely on the Greens to gain the power back to be able to become the major power, if you will. And it just goes to show that I think so much of this is rigged. I think it's a deliberate thing that happened when it comes to Julia Gillard voting, having her and herself and her lackeys vote out Kevin Rudd of his own party, because that's going to create a balance on the votes and therefore, henceforth, a hung parliament. So I think it was very deliberate because the puppet masters, if you will, knew very well that if there's a hung parliament that the Greens, the next in line, and they would be needed to create major power on either side of the party. And if that's the case, well, then what's going to happen at the next Copenhagen? At the next Copenhagen, what we're going to have is the Greens, of course, being in power with Liberal or Labour, are going to straight away say, yes, we definitely need to get this carbon tax. We definitely need to vote yes for Copenhagen.
Well, I think you're right. I hate to say so, but, this is the direction that we're going. You know, this is one of the reasons why I keep tracking this. The Copenhagen wasn't a done deal. They continue to move this agenda forward. You know, you don't hear anything from Al Gore or Barry the Usurper, you know, about their investments in this marketplace. But this is where we're at. This is a United Nations tax. It's an untax on the people. And so we're going to be seeing it coming on us and at us. It's not going to be good for us, I don't believe, at all. It will have little or nothing to do with environment, because what they're doing is, it's like I've said in the past, John, this is going to the Pope and buying an indulgence, all right? When you buy your carbon credits and you start trading your carbon credits, you're taking money away from a producer that actually has emissions, let's say, from their factory, and you're exchanging it with somebody that has something going that doesn't. And so it's kind of like just going to the Pope and asking the Pope, if I give you $1 million, can I marry my daughter? You know, and the Pope says, sure, no problem. You know, go ahead. It doesn't take away the sin. What it does is it just transfers money from A to B.
Exactly. It's not much different, really, from creating money out of thin air. And one of the gentlemen in your chat room there, Will, was actually saying they did the same in England there. And I'm not surprised. And this is what people need to start to get to know. Just because you over there will have the constitution, and a solid constitution it is, they're slowly breaking it down. They're slowly breaking down freedom of speech. They're slowly breaking down the Second Amendment. And I believe that it's going to come to a point where the one world government that is already well on its way, very weak at the moment, but the thing is, it's going to be very strong over any country within Western civilization. So I dare say that people need to wake up to that fact and start not relying so much on the Constitution, because tomorrow it could be gone. And thanks for taking my call, Will, and I'll listen to you the rest of the show as the night goes on.
All right, thanks for calling in, Sean. Always appreciate hearing from Down Under. Down Under, it's nice to have reports from around the world, because this is a global phenomenon. And as I've said in the past, you know, think of this as like a box canyon. And everybody's being led into the box canyon by the smell of that sweet alfalfa hay and that fresh spring water that's out there in that little pond. And so all of us little sheepy are walking into this box canyon thinking, hey, this is going to be a nice place. You know, we can eat a lot in here, lots of good clean water to drink. This is really nice, you know, nice and quiet, sheltered from the wind. This is nice. But unfortunately, the global east are waiting at the mouth of that box canyon, and when they feel that they've got enough sheep inside of the pen, they'll just pull the fence in behind them, and that's it. You're locked in. And how do you get out of that? Well, you don't. Generally, you get slaughtered in that box canyon. So we need to be wise as serpents here and harmless as doves, moving as rapidly as we possibly can into every single one of these various and sundry councils, boards, Soviets, etc., tracking their actions and then becoming vocal local on the local level, right where you can be most effective, right where you are, not going off to, you know, Capitol buildings and things like that, long trips and taking placards and signs and marching around like little black Sambo until you turn yourself into butter. Forget about that. Go where you can actually do something good, speak truth to power, bring the agenda out into the open, put it in letters to the editors, expose it to more people, call into all of the talk radio broadcasts that you can, as Sean has just done, and get this message out to a wider and wider audience. We can stop it, because if people will just examine what is being presented as fact, and if we can show this is nothing more than the king's clothing, and that the king is butt naked, and he's looking to profit off of us, then I think we've got a better go at it. But this is not going away, and it's not going away anytime soon. We're looking at these solar panels, and as we can see, the cost for producing a watt of electricity from a solar panel is not going down dramatically, and it's still dreadfully expensive. So back to this article quickly. There will be price declines in the first half of 2011, though much less severe than last year, given a healthier, globally diverse demand situation. I'll say it again, given a healthier, globally diverse demand situation. All right, that's sustainable development. That's sustainable development and none other. This is what it's all about. It's supporting or sustaining the environmental and the developmental concerns. Let's go to our next caller now from the 347 area code. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Will. I'd just like to call in and give a little input on the carbon tax thing. I work in the steel industry, and just kind of sheds light on how brainwashed the people are out there. We work downtown Seattle, and the majority of the people around us, they want us out. We have a political action committee that we sponsor and run just to keep our jobs inside the city, because we're one of the last industries here, and there's a lot of people that buy into this carbon tax, greenhouse, everything. It just amazes me at how strong our influence needs to be on the people around us, how much we need to get the word out about what kind of a crock this stuff is.
Well, absolutely.
If the carbon tax does go through, I might...
Are you with Link Belt or... you don't have to say on the air, but just kind of give us an idea of when you say that you're in the steel industry and in Seattle in that area. You're in steel manufacturing, right? Not production.
Steel production. We recycle steel. The funny thing is, I hear from people that we put out smoke from our smokestacks, but it's actually steam. We use an electric arc furnace to melt down steel from a hydroelectric plant, and people are freaking out thinking that we're some big smokestack industry when we're actually a pretty clean recycler, which is kind of a joke on them.
Well, that's not part of the problem, the stigma with the nuclear energy system as well, because they look at the big cloud coming out of a nuclear plant, but that's steam, and it, a lot of times what we're seeing is just really condensate going up into the air. So, it makes for a real good photograph. It looks good on somebody's blog post, but it's not necessarily a hazard. Hang on right there. We'll bring you up after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be back after 3 minutes.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The Sunflow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cpanel.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, casting off our shoreline and moving away from the dock. For our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, in the first hour, covered a variety of news, looking mostly at the environmental insanity and the incredible performance of the precious metals this morning, and talking with our caller from Seattle. Certainly, you can call in, folks, if you'd like, throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Let's go back to Seattle. Continue your thoughts. Good stuff. And what you're doing, basically, is recycling. So you're cutting apart other pieces. You are then doing what? Melting the stuff down, actually, or not?
Yeah, this is a steel mill. We melt down, you know, crushed cars and everything of the sort, and we turn it into rebar or any kind of merchant bar out there. One of the last ones here, there used to be many more, but it's hard with all the pressure of the city, the Seattle Light, and basically all the sheeple around here. We actually get a lot of phone calls, you know, about people complaining about big industry. It's really surprising. It kind of opened my eyes because I never understood the mentality before I started working in this industry. You know, I worked in the lumber industry before, and most of the lumber was out, you know, kind of out of town, and everyone was kind of into that because that was the lifeblood of the town. Where in the Seattle, it's more everyone kind of works in the high rise where their heads are kind of up in the clouds.
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's an unfortunate situation, too, because a lot of them, you know, are steeped in, piled high and deep in paper documents, you know, and doctrine that they've learned in college and stuff that they get off the news, and they're really disconnected, just as they were even with the plight of the loggers, you know, with that specious spotted owl, which, by the way, goes really good with a cream sauce, you know. But, yeah, it's a real problem, and I'm wondering whether or not you might, with your company, get out to the University of Washington and conduct seminars for presentations with the university's engineering department and various parts of their MBA program, and let them know about who you are and what you do, and maybe do some outreach on that regard, because certainly even the architects, the engineers, they're constantly being hammered with this green agenda, but if they understood more about what it is that you're doing, you might have a lot more friends on your side in a short period of time. Unfortunately, for any manufacturing, they tend to hole up. They tend to come inside the gates of the factory and turn their lights on, do their work. But they don't get out and about. They don't do very much outreach. And so people look at them. They don't know what's going on inside. They don't. Perhaps you could even have your company could organize tours from time to time and bring in some of the bankers, bring in the Chamber of Commerce, so that they can see the benefit that you're providing for the community. That might be a way of starting, and it would certainly give you an opportunity then to forge some relationships. I would like to see relationships between the University of Washington Engineering Department and your company. Some of the auto manufacturers, the auto retailers in the area, maybe they should come in and take a look and see the used car lots. You know, just put on a dog and pony show for the people. Let them see what you're actually doing.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. I should bring that up. Thank you. I had another quick question for you. I'm probably going to lose service here. I ain't close to home, but last night I was listening on Argaduke, and you brought up about how you kind of lived out in a log cabin and basically studied, you know, different topics, studied the Bible and stuff, and you came to some disappointing conclusions. I was wondering if you had a minute to divulge into that.
I will right after this break. Thanks for the call. Continue listening, and I'll go there right after this commercial intermission. Thanks for the call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Wednesday, September the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now fully into our second hour of today's broadcast. We have several callers on the line, so I'm going to go to the next caller in a moment. Before we do, the previous caller requested a little bit more elaboration from a series of comments made on one of our chatters, Saul. Is radio broadcast out of the Netherlands yesterday. Very interesting, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But let's go to our caller now on calling in on Skype and go live right there. And good morning, caller. That would be
morning.
You. There you are.
yeah, I wanted to, you've been mentioning this word sustainable. I think that's going to be the new buzzword in the media. This is sustainable development. I read a little bit about Agenda 21, and I read in there that they're going to want everyone to become vegetarians. They say that meat is not sustainable. And so I just think that's kind of interesting because I see a lot of people in the New Age truther movement talking about, oh, you shouldn't eat meat. The animals are treated so badly, and we should all be vegetarians so you can get... like they put this idea out there that the elite want you to eat... don't want you... or they want you to eat meat, so it limits your ability as a human, and you can't get your special psionic powers and all this crap. So I think if you hear people with this this idea of like vegetarianism, and then you see it match up with Agenda 21, you kind of got to question things a little bit.
Absolutely, I think you're right on. You're right on. You're right on point with that. Oh, go ahead. You got another point? Go ahead.
Oh, I just was curious. I had heard someone else saying how I think in the medieval times that people were oppressed through their food, like they weren't allowed to eat meat back in the day, and that would hinder like brain development when you're growing up if you don't have the protein and you're just eating whatever mutton or whatever.
Well, it's the control of food has been around and with us ever since the first time that you had the mighty man of valor, ruling over other people. Why would the king or why would the strong man in the village allow other people to eat meat until after the king has had his full? So basically, you're tasked with raising animals and stock animals and slaughtering them, butchering them, preparing them, making the sausages, hunting for the elk, or hunting for the deer, the venison. You're bringing it all in, and you give it all to your king, your lord, of the manor. And then you're left with a couple of rutabagas, a couple of tomatoes, maybe if you're lucky. Whatever you can root up out of the ground, and if you're really lucky, you might even get a little bit of tallow or something on the side. As far as Agenda 21 and their rejection of being meat eaters, they look at the number of acres of land that it takes to raise beef. They don't like that. They don't like having anybody to control hundreds of acres of ground. And so because it's not an equitable situation, they advance this specious notion that we shouldn't eat the beef. If you don't have any real meat proteins, nothing satisfies like beef, nothing satisfies like buffalo, bison, nothing satisfies like meat, period. And for humans to not eat meat goes against the design of our creator. And additionally, it gives you, if you have the ability, whether you're on a small place or not, even if you're on a small place, you could raise a couple of goats and you'd have some meat for your table. As a hunter, you can go out and get deer from the king's land with a permit, but if they can get you to not be able to raise any meat, then you're dependent on meat. And the article that I shared with everyone last week was about the irradiation of beef and beef product. They can basically so taint and so contaminate the foods that it's like a poison. So it supports the big pharma. It supports the all of the things that make big money for corporations. So, they don't like gardening. They don't like people who know how to be resourceful and go out into the woodlot and come in with mushrooms and their arms full of herbs and things like that. They don't like people to be able to raise chickens and have their own fresh eggs. They really don't like that. Why? Because it's freedom. It's freedom. And it depends upon property. It's property. And there's not going to be any property under Agenda 21. It's a great global collective. So I hope that hits it a little bit. And as far as sustainable development, being a new buzzword, it's an old buzzword, but fortunately it's getting wider traction. But what we need to have is more people understand that this is not a good thing. This is part of an agenda, Agenda 21. And if people will just sit down and read it as you've begun to do, you'll see what I've been trying to talk about and have been talking about for years and trying to sound the alarm that we have change agents in our midst, and they're out to get us. So, anyway, final thought.
Yeah, if you know their agenda, it helps you sort through the crap out there when you're looking up information. And this food issue just drives me so insane. Like, I've been trying to eat healthy for years, and it's so stressful, like, going to a grocery store, and you can't eat hardly anything there.
Yeah, exactly right.
I just don't understand how, shouldn't food be the primary focus of our society and culture? Shouldn't it revolve around food? And shouldn't people, if people aren't even interested in eating good food and they're just willing to eat this poison and crap, I don't see us having much of a chance, you know?
Well, unfortunately, it's all the poisonous food, you know, and even if somebody is down on their luck and they're getting this WIC, you know, Women in Crisis and things like that, you look and see where the WIC labels are in a grocery store. It's always under the name brands. It's never under any of the generic brands. If you're a woman in crisis with a child, you don't have the opportunity of buying the cereals that the Post-O products in the big bags. No, you got to buy Cheerios. You got to buy Corn Flakes or something like that. And it supports General Mills. You know, it supports the companies. It's all a racket. And you're right. You go into a grocery store, and it's like terrorism, basically, because everything in there is poison. Like, when I go into a grocery store, generally, at the end of the trip, the only things that will actually be in my basket will be things that I've gotten from the edges of the store, you know, and that sparsely. I'm plenty hungry when I go to the grocery. I've got a few bucks in my pocket, but you're right. There's nothing in there that's edible because, unfortunately, I look at the contents. I look at the ingredients, and if I don't recognize it, if I can't spell it, or if it's unknown to me, I don't buy it. I just set the item back on the shelf again. So what do you wind up with? Rice, beans, maybe some potatoes, some vegetables, some meat, a couple of cuts of meat, maybe a chunk of cheese, you know, some juice maybe, and you're done. There's nothing else in the store that's edible, in my opinion.
Well, it makes your shopping bill a little bit better, but
it does. Well, that's
we're
coming into a break. Got to cut you off right there. But hey, thanks for calling in. Another caller's waiting. Thank you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And once again, that call-in number is area code 866-841-1065. Call in if you like. Get your thoughts out to a wider audience. Let's go right back to the phones and talk this morning with Doug in Oklahoma. Good morning, Doug.
Hey, Mr. Roberts. How are you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
Okay, I've got a question for you. I have a friend who kind of brought this subject up the other day, and it's on Social Security, and you know, she sent me a couple links, and I kind of scanned them. And she said it was set up as a welfare mechanism and not a retirement mechanism from the onset. And she's got a problem with people, you know, that might be worth $1 million that get their Social Security, and she doesn't think they deserve that money. Now, I think if you pay it in, you deserve the money. But, you know, reading these couple links, you know, if you've only paid in about $30,000, and you're getting 14, you know, just for round numbers, say $1,000 a month, you know, that will expire in about 3 years. You know, if over 30 years you only paid in, you know, $30,000 or $40,000, and then you expire that in 3 years, I mean, what, you're encyclopedic with your reading and your knowledge. So I'm just curious on your thoughts on Social Security, if it's just a totally flawed system, or if you know, I'm curious on what your opinion is.
Well, again, if we go back, Doug, to the beginning of this philosophically radical period in England, the home of philosophical radicalism, with Jeremy Bentham and the boys, and we start to look at the poor laws and the labor laws that were starting to come along in England, or in the very early 1800s and the late 17, early 1800s, we started to transition into this whole new concept where it's like, and I admit, you've probably heard me say this before, you take your birth certificate out and you look at the bottom of it and there's no warranty statement, flip it over, there's no guarantee over there. But we've gotten to this idea, people have been sold on this idea, the scam of insurance, where you could actually indemnify yourself somehow or another against anything that the creator of the universe could throw at you. So with the Social Security, it's just another one of these many, as they say, social safety nets. It's really, it's a trap for the people. Because, well, I'll begin correctly. So what it was initially, in my understanding, was that there were people who, whose husbands and or wives or the parents were physically injured and as a result of working, and threw an unfair burden on the woman and the children, and sometimes the loss of a wife would put a tremendous burden on a working man. And so they started to creep in with these various and sundry programs where you could appeal to the Fed for relief in times of need. And then over the years, because everybody's paying, it's again, it's in like an insurance program. Everybody's paying into this thing. Then they've got the benefits that you receive at the end of your life. This is like the poor laws. This is like the pensioners, you know, in England and stuff. And so it, rather than being a quote unquote burden on society, it gives you a little bit of comfort in your older years. And, you know, the actuarials are right on top of this. In insurance, it's the actuarials. It's the odds makers. It's the bookkeepers. And so they looked at like what age, like 65, 65? Should it be 65? Should it be 70? They look at the age where your Social Security would kick in, your pension would kick in, and it's very carefully set up so that most of the people will die before they get there. Those that do get there won't live long thereafter. You know, so overall, it was sold as a pretty good deal. The problem, Doug, was that when we say, well, we paid in, well, you know, you and I know that no one pays in anything. It's all funny money anyway. But you have this idea that you're paying into something that's going to take care of you in your golden years. And so those golden years arrive and you get this little pittance that has been eroded through inflation and everything else, that it doesn't really, you know, help too much to make the ends meet. Now, it's better than nothing. I'll give you that. It's better than nothing for the people that I know that do draw it. But again, what's actually happening over the long term? If you had no idea or no concept, let's say, of Social Security, like the people in China, they don't get Social Security, even though they're a communist country. They know that they're going to have in their old age what they have in their old age, and it ain't coming from Uncle Suck. And so what it does, basically, it causes an atrophy in the industriousness and the investing ability of the people, because through that and all of the rest of the taxes, you know, your unemployment tax is taken out of your paycheck, and it's also, it's taken out in a peculiar way. Doug, you may have had employees in the past, and you know that when you sit down, you bend your head over the checkbook, you have to deduct for all these various taxes. You become a tax collector for the state. So the amount of money that the employee actually bring home is diminished because of all of these blessed taxes. And so if we were to take the system out gradually, this is my Operation Clean Sweep, I think it would take at least 12 years to wean the people off of the teat. But if we took it away gradually and we encouraged people and gave them back, stop the damn tax, it gave them back the idea that they need to provide for their own old age, then they would have from the youth the idea that, hey, I need to have some investments in my life. I need to be thinking long term. It's not just now I'm going to get a jet ski, now I'm going to get a boat. You're setting money aside for that rainy day down the road. And if we could develop that, we might be able to get rid of it. But right now, Doug, unfortunately, we got a lot of people out there. Now, that great generation is dying. My mother and father have passed on, and their generation is dying. They're the ones that signed the contract. They're the ones that brought the Federal Reserve and the Social Security and the IRS in on us. They didn't do anything. They went along with it. They're getting the benefits. But that contract with them is expiring with their death. And so we need to be wise enough now to say we don't want to continue this in the future. There are better ways of approaching it. Let's get rid of this welfare state idea altogether. But you know, that's, you know, in a nutshell, my take, initial take on Social Security.
And my intention is not to agree. You know, if anything, I like to argue sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely agree, Mr. Roberts. And like I said, you're encyclopedic with your knowledge, and I completely agree with exactly what you said. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thanks for calling in, Doug. Always appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, the previous caller from Seattle, you know, curious about, you know, my background a little bit, and just briefly, and I don't want to belabor this too long, back in, well, all my life I've been a Bible reader. And really early in my life, my parents, my mother was Catholic, my father was Protestant, and when we moved to Alaska in the very early 50s, a decision basically based upon the lack of quality of Catholic education in Fairbanks, Alaska, my mother decided that she would rather have my elder brothers and sisters go to public schools rather than Catholic schools. And so a shift happened inside of our family, and the emphasis briefly was placed on going instead of Catholic church to a Methodist church. And that's where I attended Bible school. And I got my first Bible when I graduated from the primary to secondary education, and I've got that Bible still. I've kept it with me all my life. I've been a very heavy Bible reader. And years ago now, almost 20 years ago, I started back in with an absolute fervor into Bible study and thinking about all things religious. and I really felt as though I was being led to the ministry. I was unsure whether I wanted to be a priest in the Catholic religion or a minister or a layperson. But anyway, long story in short, long about 1994, circumstances arrived where I was able to begin what began the sabbatical that I am yet on. And so I spent many years basically living in solitary, celibacy, and poverty in a small cabin and learned much. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, before we go back to my discussion on this little sabbatical that I've been on all these years, let's go to the phones again. Once again, the call-in number, folks, if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so, 866-841-1065. But let's go ahead and say good morning to Brian in Arizona. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic.
I tell you, in every direction, in every direction, everybody's talking about the economy, where 4 months ago, they'd say, oh, I want to be positive. There's really nobody positive about the economy anymore. They all have a story. Walmart in Scottsdale's way down on their numbers. Paint, automotive, and food is the only thing really making much money. Now I'm hearing they're going to start stocking less on their shelves and raising the prices to make up for it. For the first time ever, women's health and beauty product sales are way down. I went into a coin store. He said he had 10 people in. Nobody was buying. He had all sorts of silver and gold bags and bags and bags of flatware, like quart bags, Ziplocs, that he had bought. And it looked like he was holding them and letting them stack up because he thought silver prices were going up. And they're all selling and nobody's buying. One coin dealer was in there looking to make a buy for something he had to sell to somebody, but everybody was in there selling now, which tells me the people that bought when it was 800 to 1,000, there's now profits and they're needing money and they're dumping it. And all the coin stores that I talked to are saying there's a lot more sellers than there are buyers.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we got, at least in Arizona, it's horrible.
Well, it's not just, and at least in Arizona, but not least of which is Arizona, I guess we could say it, because California's in the toilet as well. This past weekend, Brian, in our local newspaper, there was an advertisement for an auction, and the majority of what was offered in that auction were coins. And I mean to tell you, it was a full, 2.5 inch wide by full page listing of the coins that were there. I wasn't able to go to the auction, but I would have loved to have gone just to see how the activity was going. But there are a lot of people out there that are putting their coins on the market right now because of the high prices. But I think that it may be premature. You can't pick the high, as they say, and you can't pick a low on a market. I have every reason to anticipate that the prices are going to go much higher yet. And so, there are a lot of people that are hurting. You can take an ounce or two of gold or an ounce or several ounces of silver to a coin shop and trade it in, maybe help to make the ends meet on your mortgage or your grocery list. But by and large, what I'm seeing is that there's very little action in the market, which tells me that people are holding on to their gold and silver more so than selling any of it. But time's going to tell on that one. I really don't know. The school's still out. But, yeah, as far as Walmart and other things, always the things that you need are going to go up in price. The things you don't need are going to go down in price. And so the retailer is going to have to make a real serious call about what they stock in the store. They might have just enough to cover the front lip or the edge of that shelf, but they don't have anything behind it, and there's nothing in the warehouse either. So they'll try and keep the shelves full, maybe make the toilet paper display take up an entire aisle. The water aisle will be full of all kinds of water bottles, but just all they're doing is adding more cases. There are no more different product lines. But we're seeing consolidation. This has been the decade of mergers and acquisitions. And behind these various products, Brian, a lot of them, is the same company. So you might see 10 name brands on the shelf, but it's just one company. And so they have one distributor, one company, and they're leasing up greater amounts of shelf space trying to fill up these Walmarts. But I don't know how – maybe I get your take on it. All right, is it a deflation? Is it inflation? Are we moving into hyperinflation, or is this recession?
No, we are in a – see, here's the misnomer. We have been in a depression for 1 to 2 years. We're now going into the very – I believe where we are. We've already hit – if you look at the first depression spike, how it went down and then it went up, we've been through that. And we are now in the second, remember the depression, the second downturn where it went deep, deep, deep for years? We're past the peak up and down. See, about 4 to 5 months ago, we had gone back up a little bit. In fact, housing prices went up. I believe we're either in that final downturn or about to hit the peak and go down because there are so many people desperate out there. I mean, I've got clients that are falling by the wayside. They had 23 people working. It's down to them. Now they're getting work, and they're not getting paid. I'm hearing it everywhere. And it's a constant source where 5 months ago, they'd be like, we don't want to be negative. They're all talking about it now. And they're happy to talk to you about what's going on and how they've been screwed over, how they haven't worked. It's just pervasive out here now. It's just happening. And there's a whole other wave of foreclosures about to start. I believe it's going to break really hard sometime before Christmas. you're not going to see much of a Christmas. These stores are going to be off 30% or more from last year.
Yeah, see,
I really believe it.
I think you're right. I would share your diagnosis there 100%. I think that we really will see something major coming soon as far as another downward trend in all of this. One difference, great difference between the Great Depression and this one is that we haven't had the withdrawal of gold and silver. We haven't had our money devalued as they did under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We have a different system going on here. We don't have the things that we can look forward to build our way out of it, as I've mentioned in the past. We don't have a bunch of more railroad to build. We don't have an interstate highway system to build, regardless of what Barry the Usurper says about resurfacing roads and things like that. We don't have a war, hopefully, pray to God for that, that we don't have a war looming over our heads, although Iran is on the horizon if the Zionists get their way. But we don't have a war on our horizon or really any reason to enter into one. We're still mired down in Afghanistan and Iraq. So a lot of the dynamics that lifted people up out of that previous depression, they don't exist today. And so, and this is, you know, it's just as deep globally today as it was then. I don't see coming out. I would almost agree with some of the articles that I've read in the past that we're not looking at a rebound here. We're looking at a long, slow, grinding decline, and it might be a 20-year period.
Yeah, I think at least 20 years. You know, I'm noticing cops all over the road, Scottsdale, Phoenix, all over the freeways. They took down the photo radar, and they are writing tickets left and right. They have these scanners that scan your plate. There's four of these cameras, two pointing forward and two pointing sideways on the cop cars, and all they do is scan plates, looking for no insurance, expired plates, expired licenses, and they're just stopping people willy-nilly to bring revenue into the city. It's just from the cities to the businesses. I'm seeing buildings with 20 suites and three of them are leased in retail.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you going to refinance that building? You're not.
You're not. No, you're certainly not. But great calls. Great call, Brian. I'm going to move along now. But you're absolutely right, you know, folks. This is the stuff that we really, you know, this is the real news. This is what's actually happened. This is the church of what's happening now. And so I thank you for your call, Brian. Always good comments for Brian. He's really got his finger on the pulse there in Arizona, and we need to understand about the Valley of the Sun. You know, it's something else. But, and he brought up another good point, too, and that's in regards to the revenue agents, the revenueers out there always trying to scam you every time they turn around. Eventually, that is as a source is also going to have to dry up. It's just not going to be able to support the cities. How are they going to be able to make their bills on parking tickets and things like that? We talked about the city Mayor Daley. You know, Mayor Daley has basically leased out all of the possible centers. Of revenue generation. You get rid, you lease out the Skyway, you lease out your parking meters, you lease out all of the city parking garages. There's just nothing left for them, you know. And so, how are they going to make their way in that kind of an environment? Oh, Brian is back again. Let's go back to Brian and see if he's got a final thought. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, no, I agree with you. And then I read the front page of the New Times, Phil Gordon. Through a company his girlfriend works for, it says Mayor Phil Gordon helped the transportation company employing his girlfriend muscle nearly $30 million from the city of Phoenix. Now, I haven't read the article, but I was in downtown Phoenix. We got just corruption out here in every direction, from Andrew Thomas to Senate Bill 1070 trying to fill the jails through Corrections Corporation of America. And now they're talking about the governor of Phoenix. They have this Senate Bill 1070, but you drive up to Cave Creek and Bell Road, and the city's got a piece of land that they put a fence around with grandstands and a covering so the illegal aliens can sit out there and get picked up by employers.
Oh, my.
They don't want them in front of the businesses, but they give them a plot of land. And the city's kept it open, even though Senate 1070 bill's in place.
Well, we're going to a break. We're going to a break, Brian. Thanks for the articles, and thanks for calling in this morning. Yeah, there's a lot going on. We'll be right back.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And blowing into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, I think I'll just go ahead and pass on any further discussion about the sabbatical I took. But I will say this, however. This was a Christian nation. I believe that it did start on a Christian foundation. There was many different varieties of Christianity, however. And there was also continuous antagonism from the very beginning between the Catholics, the Jews, and the Protestants, and many different sects of the Protestant faith as well. And, you know, the early Ku Klux Klan, everybody talks about the Ku Klux Klan, the Klan. You know, initially there was a lot of antagonism between the whites in the South and the Negroes in the South because the carpetbaggers were advancing the Negroes into positions of power, and the white people that had lived there for a long time resented that. And so they were pushing back against it. But the later version, the one that went on to become a major political party in this country, which they never seem to want to remind anyone of in the press, that they were pushing against the Irish immigrants, Irish Catholic immigrants, and the numbers of Jews coming into this country. They don't want to talk about that. They want to always keep it focused on black versus white. But it was a much bigger issue than that. Our caller earlier from Seattle, I believe, I think so, started out talking about food and vegetarianism and beef. You know, there have been vegetarian parties in this country. One day, again, I'll bring out my big list that I've compiled through all this reading of the whole grocery list of political parties that I found. There's bunches of them. There are bazillions of them, all these fragments. But what we do have is an established two-party political system enshrined in law. The election laws exist in every state. And so it's just left, right inside of this ridiculous march. This is an article that was brought to my attention by one of our listeners, one of our posters in the chat room as well. I've got other news. I've got so much on the browser here that we just can't get to it all. But this is an article that you can find up on Wikipedia. The man's name is John Forrest Dillon. John Forrest Dillon. So type that in, John Forrest Dillon or John Dillon Wiki, and this article will pop right up for you. John Forrest Dillon was born on December 25th, Christmas, baby, 1831, lived until May 6th of 1914, and was an American jurist who served on both the federal and the Iowa state courts and who authored a highly influential treatise on the power of states over municipal governments. We talk about Manta.com. We're looking at all of our various local governments as being none other than just corporations. All right? A lot to know about that. The incorporation of America. The USA Inc., you could say. But this is an interesting fellow and an interesting article on Wiki. It would be well worth the time to go in and read it. But giving just a bit of it, Dillon's rule is the meat of the article. And that is the theory of state preeminence over local governments, as expressed in Dillon's rule in an 1868 case. Municipal corporations owe their origin to and derive their powers and rights wholly from the legislature. It bequeaths into them the breath of life, without which they cannot exist. As it creates, so it may destroy. If it may destroy, it may abridge and control. Clinton versus Cedar Rapids and the Missouri River Railroad, and then it gives the rest of the citation, which you can find again in this Wikipedia article. As opposed to Dillon's rule, the Cooley Doctrine expressed the theory of an inherent right to local self-determination. In a concurring opinion, Michigan Supreme Court Judge Thomas M. Cooley in 1871 stated that local government is a matter of absolute right, and the states cannot take it away. So there's an area of discussion, there's an area of investigation that we can pursue here as we learn more about becoming vocal local and taking action right where we are. And again, we're some 50 days now away from the midterm election, and I would hazard a guess, that precious few over these past 2 years I've been on the air have actually, you know, taken the first step and begin building a local voting precinct group. Here in this county that I'm in right now, in Berry County, Missouri, my understanding is correct, there are 19 voting precincts. In order to control the Republican Party in this particular county in Missouri, southwest Missouri, it would be necessary to have a majority on the county committee. And the way that that can be affected relatively swiftly at almost no expense whatsoever is to become elected locally as your local voting precincts committee man or committee woman. And I would recommend for both parties. That way we start to change the dialogue. We start to change the dialectic. We start to change the complexion of the elections right within our counties, within our cities, and within our states. We actually begin to be the political parties. Are you with me? And this is exactly how a very small minority of people have taken over and created a system of government that is absolutely antagonistic towards our constitutional heritage and our constitutional foundations. Now, going back just briefly in regards to the religion discussion, we lack morality in this country as never before. People are so led astray by all of the various winds of doctrine that have come down the pike in these past 150 years that none can know, you know, where their ship is sailing. They've no compass, they've no rudder, they have no map. I don't think that anyone that I have ever met, I can't even really name anyone, who has ever spent any time with their nose in the Bible came away harmed. There's much valuable information in there. There's also a little bit of leaven salted in. But I'm not here to do a ministry. I'm not here to encourage you one way or t'other. But if you've never read the Bible and gone into it, you know, with an open mind and actually read it, I would highly recommend that you do. There's lots in the Psalms. There's lots in the Proverbs. And there's many great sayings throughout that could be little nuggets. You know, you go through it and you'll need to comb carefully. But you're looking for all of the uplifting things, the things that actually are valuable to you. And then, and again, this is not, this is one of the reasons why I stopped pursuing it. I cannot be part of a ministry. I cannot be part of a religion where it's all things or nothing. All right? No way. There's just too many things that I've discovered in my own research that lead me to say that this is not, let's say, the inspired word of God or the infallible word of God. And it's a sad and sorry testimony. But I invested many years. It wasn't a haphazard decision made between one tankard of ale and the second. Okay? It was only after investigating. And so that kind of discipline is what got me on the beam to find out if that was not the case, what else was not the case. And then, of course, you know, many years have gone by and now I'm on the radio this morning. There's lots of stuff out there that's misleading. There's lots of misinformation and there's lots of disinformation. But from just about everyone, you can learn something. You just have to develop an acute sense of discernment. You've got to be able to pick and choose carefully. When you sit down to a bowl full of cherries, you know that there's going to be a worm in at least one or two of them, and that some of them are going to be rotten or bruised so badly that you won't want to eat it. It doesn't mean you throw the entire bowl of cherries out. You just pick through it carefully, you know, to use a Forrest Gump analogy there. So there are things that we can do and there are things that we must do. Our time is running out, not only on today's broadcast, but in general. Our time is running out. We've been hearing nothing but horror stories, and there's horror stories that are being pushed for propaganda value, the public notice, so that you lose confidence in the existing financial system. I heard a report yesterday that some 90% of people polled, and I don't know the whole story on this poll, but 90% of investors polled that were had $50,000 or less would prefer to put their money just simply in a savings bank rather than to invest in this Ponzi scheme stock and bond market, where they know that with, you know, flash trading and all of that and front running, that their investments and their investment decisions and the time they spend day trading is all for naught. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's worse than going to Vegas. At least in Vegas, you might have some rules. There's no rules. These people are unprincipled. And as Mike Chambers says, you know, they not only dislike you, they hate you. And they want to control you, and they want to kill you. And it's about time to fess up and understand that. So we need to make some serious revisions here. We need to chart a new course ahead. And so, again, as Bill Cooper used to say, we listen to everybody. Read anything. Don't worry, it's not going to kill you to read something. But use your discernment. Put your antennas up. Put your high beams on. And read carefully. I was going to go into the Book of Enoch, but I'll save that for another day. There are lots of other material out there that has been suppressed. There's lots of other material out there that might let us know something else about what may have happened in the Near and Middle East. But at the same time, why do we always look to the Middle East? There once was Thor. He had a mighty hammer. And Frigga and Loki and many others. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering find the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.